Dan LaFlamme, thank you very much for getting in touch with us, and thank you very much for doing the interview this morning. You're part of the band Lump Sum, that's going to be a house band, I guess. Well, maybe not a house band, but you're going to be part of the Pond Hockey Gala coming up on Saturday night. First of all, how are things going in preparation for that?
Well, like, I think if you've talked to Dave Allen and to the volunteers, our great volunteers that we have at the Alberta Pond Hockey Association, it's we call it the Marathon Week, and especially this week with the final preps and everything going on, there's I'm just a small part of that, to be quite honest with you, and the other guys are absolutely putting in insane hours, like even from marketing to Atlanta to Dave Allen overseeing pretty much everything, and Dave Allen takes pretty much the brunt of the kick in the head when it comes to the hours that are put in, and we all do our part, but I'm telling you, that guy's rock solid.
Lump Sum and Terry Hockness, I believe, is hitting the stage on Saturday night. What can we expect from the bands when they hit the stage on Saturday night?
Well, Terry Hockness is a Saskatchewan musician, nominee musician from Saskatchewan for, I think he's got 11 nominations there. So what he brings, if you've heard of the platform of the Dueling Pianos, mm-hmm. he is that guy. So he's more or less your Sirius Satellite Radio one-man band kind of guy. and he can play anything, sing anything, and he comes fully equipped by himself. He needs no support. And the man just gets on a piano and a drum machine, and he just throws it out there and can sing his face off. So that's going to be kind of really super cool to see. And that was kind of a last-minute put-together that was kind of addressed by Dave Allen himself, and it's an absolute wonderful fit. So it's not that he's opening up for Lump Sum. He's just part of the entertainment that evening. So, and it just makes absolute sense. So he'll cover a lot of bases for sure. So Lump Sum, it's just a little project that Johnny Quickstad, who lives out of the Worsley Fairview area, he's an ex-guitar player for Gord Bamford, and he's played with some greats to himself. So him and I just got together and put together a little project, and we've been kind of doing these one-off shows here and there whenever time persists from our work schedules, and we've been pretty fortunate. And And we're just very passionate about our music and what we play and our influences, and it just really shows on stage with what we play. But we'll cover anything from an old Merle Haggard standard to a Beastie Boys and that kind of thing to AC/DC. And then just recently, a good friend of Johnny Quickstad, Amber Stoby Hades, she's one of those girls that is very versatile too. Anything from, I'm not sure she could sing the phone book like with nobody's business. So we're pretty pumped to have her on. And she has her own, project on the side too. Mm-hmm. And she released her sophomore album, like Holding On to a Memory, I think back in 2015. She had a single on the radio. She's just an absolutely, she's an absolutely amazing gal, the sweetest gal you'll ever meet, and she can sing like a bird. So, and the whole reason about bringing a female on stage was to complement all genres, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. we could do female songs to guy songs, and we can cover all bases. And a lot of times when you're doing crowds, especially big crowds, and the requests start coming in, we like to be able to say that we can cover all bases where everybody's kind of happy, you know what I mean? It's no different than when you go to a wedding and somebody plays rock, but nobody, and then the old crowd don't like rock, they want country, so then we play country, but then those guys don't like country and they want rap. So what we've tried to do is try to cover everything and in between and make a show of it during the night, and it's a lot of fun. The banter back and forth is absolutely, cool, so we like that.
Sounds like it says a lot for the local music scene, especially with the success of people like Tennille Arts, Tennille Towns from Grand Prairie, and, well, something near and dear to your heart, the Brad Lynch Band as well.
Yeah, for sure. Brad Lynch has been a nice little project, too, that's going on strong. We're pretty fortunate there. We have It's all essentially a bunch of Peace Country local guys. But then when you, I'm gonna stray a little bit here. When you're talking about the local music scene here in Peace River, it's absolutely through the roof. And a lot of people that come up here that that aren't really exposed to what Peace River offers, then when they come up here and they see the incredible people that we have, like, you can look at Katie and Jason from Midnight Lights. You can look at the No Limits girls, Sherry and Dana, the influences they've had. And it just keeps going on and on and on. And there's so many upstarts, too, that are, I shouldn't say upstarts. There's a lot of artists in town, too, that are trying to hone their craft and keep going. And they're being recognized. There's, man, Amber Wazowski is another one where she does a lot of one-offs in town here. And then there's bands like Kickback who've been around, and they play this kind of like same idea. And Vince Gorm is another one of those guys that's part of the Kickback crew. That's the scene here, and they're everywhere. And then you go to Fairview, and you got Big Guitar, and that's where the Rockin' Horse Boys are from. And it's absolutely insane. So when people come up here and they explore the music scene here, then they see that. And I think it's absolutely, it's incredible. We're really, really seriously lucky to have the small population, I guess you would say, but the total amount of people that are musicians or into the arts and doing that kind of, it's very alive up here, and it's really important that we support that. Supporting the music scene, the live music scene, is very huge. Underground Society is another one. Mm-hmm. They bring in these crazy awesome acts that come in all the time, right? So you have to applaud that, and you have to support that, or this stuff goes away. Plain and simple.
With the Pond Hockey Gala coming up on Saturday night, Dan, how much fun is this going to be, not only from the gala perspective, but even yourself on stage? How much fun is it going to be?
Well, usually you get the hockey crowd that comes in there too, right? And a lot of volunteers, and you get a lot of locals that come in. And then last year was an absolute, I shouldn't say freak show. It was super busy, and the crowd just absolutely loved it. So when you transition everything over from the ice out at Lac Cardinal to the spread that's going on there, and then what you do when you come to the gala that evening, unwind, socialize, and then that's what it is. It's just networking, people making new friends, and that's all there is to it. So it's just a big social outing with a little bit of music that's impactful for the night, and away we go. Is it a lot of fun? All the time. But there's a funny saying in this, right, in playing music locally, is that the saying is there's tens of dollars to be made. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't do this. A lot of people don't do this for money. It's just for the love of the music. So, and it speaks volumes a lot where the passion is absolutely there. And a lot of times, I shouldn't say this on the air, but a lot of times we'll probably play for free just so we can play. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it just ignites that passion in an individual to just go out and play, and it's absolutely, you can't describe it.
Dan, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and have fun on Saturday night.
I hope to see you there if you're well.